Menachas Perkhes Mishnah Base 8-2. The Mishnah discusses ideal places from which to source one's grain to make his menachos. It says, Ein mevi'in lo mebeis hazvalim. One shouldn't source the grain from a place that was fertilized with manure. So, according to Bartanura, it means because the manure itself can make it taste and smell bad. Others on the point is that manure means that the ground itself is not that great. It needs to be supplemented, and maybe it didn't supplement properly. So it's better to get from a place that doesn't need supplementing, that can grow without any, you know, fertilization. V'lome beis hashalachem, a similar kind of idea. One shouldn't bring the wheat from a place that needed irrigation, like, you know, the equivalent of a sprinkler system, water canals, meaning that it could have, there are other places that grow with based on natural rainwater, and that should be sufficient. And if you are getting it from such a place, you have to be afraid again that the ground is not sufficiently moist, and therefore that the produce won't be sufficiently, you know, robust, delicious. And also, v'lomi beis ha'ilan, not from a place where there is trees growing, like an orchard, meaning that there's trees growing in the vicinity of the wheat. The idea, again, is could be barley, frankly, but anyways, mostly wheat, because, again, the idea is that the trees are drawing extra nutrients from the ground, and that comes to the price of the grain to not being sufficiently nourished. Vimhevi kasher. But if that is the place where one got his wheat, or in the case of really just one case of the minchas kanaim for the sotas mincha barley, then kasher after the fact it's okay. You know, as long as it's solus, it's solus. Ketzitu osa. So what's the ideal way now to make your field if you want to grow minim portion? We're specifically talking about the barley for the Sfiras HaOmer barley, that Omer, Minchas HaOmer. So what do? You Nara Shana Rishona, you plow the whole thing for 1 year, Uvishnia Zora, and in the second year you plant it. In other words, basically you have a whole field and you have, like, say, two halves, okay? So in the year one, you just plant the left, but the right side stays fallow, which is just a near, just a plowed field, getting rid of all the weed and the kind of thing that they will grow there to suck away nourishment. And then in the second year, you kind of flip it. You now grow your barley in the place where last year was fallow, so it's recovering on extra nutrients, and you let the other side, the left side, be fallow, and you alternate back and forth. That's how you get the most robust grain. And Zora'a kodam lepesach shivim yom. You should plant it 70 days before Pesach. Again, most of this is talking about specifically the barley that you're getting for the, let's say, the barley offering of the Omer, because ideal is planted 7 days before Pesach will be best. Wheat, however, in contrast, needs to be planted really at the end of the winter, not the beginning of the spring. Next you have, and so says so the Mishnah, Vihi Osa Solas Maruba. That'll make for the most robust solas, you know, flour, quality flour and quantity flour that you might want. Now, like new paragraph, if you will, Ketzed Hu Bodek, how does the person who's doing the buying, it's called the Gizbar, the treasurer, the functionary of the Beis HaMikdash. How does he choose which flour, really wheat flour, to buy? A Gizbar machnis es yado l'socha. He puts his hand into the container where the flour has been, you know, collected. Now, Allah ba'avak, if dust pops up from his hand going down, that's the, so, not solus, but flour dust, and that you want to get rid of. And therefore, psula, that's no good. Certainly, if you have actual dirt, that definitely be possible. But even if it's just got dust from the air or dust from the notable dust from the flour, meaning from the wheat. So again, you have to get rid of that. Like I said before in a previous mishnah, you have to essentially sift out using the smallest finest holes, and sift with the smallest finest holes to get out the actual dust. And what stands behind is what you use as the solace. So you can't have the dust; it's too small, and that's not what we want. That's not solace. So it'll be puzzle. Ad shenifena, until you are menapet, until you sift it, sifting out the dust, get and retain the rest of solos, which is used for the mincha. Finally, vim hislia psula, if it goes wormy, then it's all puzzle. So the bartender learns, we're talking about the solos, meaning the flour, or the chita, the grain, before it's been milled into flour. It's psula, it's not valid anymore. But says the Bartanura, it assumes it's the majority of it became wormy. But if you have a little bit of, like, a couple worms or whatever it is, so then you could sift those out and use the rest, and it's going to be kosher.